And Lisa was no different. The room was clean, which was about all you could say about it. She instantly dropped her things onto the bed nearest to the bathroom before rummaging about in her bag for a few moments. I pulled off my jacket and hung it in the closet to dry while I looked for something more comfortable to put on. Old jeans and a clean t-shirt would be a welcome change, and if the bar downstairs was open, a couple of whiskeys would really do the trick. I had no idea if I was supposed to entertain the girl, but as far as I was concerned, she could handle herself. In fact, it wasn't until she emerged from the bathroom in a bikini so small I didn't believe it was a bathing suit that I started to question my judgment, among other things. "Where are you going?" I asked, the accusation far stronger than I had intended. "What do you care?" she said, grabbing one of the hotel towels as she slid on her flip-flops. "I just..." "Never mind," I finally said, shaking my head. She was tall and thin, and the bikini didn't leave much to the imagination. Not that I had ever imagined anything at all, but that wasn't the point. If her mother knew I just let her walk down the hall like that, I would be in more trouble than I'd wanted to deal with. Just as I was about to say something else, my phone rang, and Lisa turned in an instant and headed to the door. I pulled it out of my bag and struggled to answer as I watched her go, quickly realizing that I was staring at my stepdaughter's perfect ass, and I couldn't look away.